Blog Talk Radio.
Six twenty, and I've got some a little bit of news on this story in Texas. Now, how do you feel 523-1450? How do you feel about this chain of events? These people after Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper in Paris that was attacked, and basically 12 people were murdered for putting a cartoon of Muhammad up, publishing that. Then this lady, Pamela Geller, comes along and she says, you know, we're going to fight back. We're not going to accept this. We're going to stand up for Charlie Hebdo and for all the other people that were have been killed for, you know, art or whatever in the name of Islam. So they do this cartoon. The result of the cartoon is probably, I don't want to say that it's inevitable, because I don't know if these people would have done this if they knew for a fact that there would be somebody who would come and try to kill them. But it was somewhat predictable that something would happen, right? And so you've got, you know, this kind of provocative thing going on. And then these shooters show up from Arizona, and the upshot from that, the result from that is these guys try to kill the people that are involved in this cartoon event, and they get killed. But now the question is, should Pamela Geller have done this? Should Americans do things that provoke Islam? On the alternative, is it maybe it's true that Americans should go out of their way to provoke this type of thing, this put out these provocative events, so that we can make the point of free speech, what we stand for, how we're different, that we're not going to be pushed around, that we're not going to be bullied, and that there is something bigger that we're fighting for, and that is freedom around the world. So your two options there, I guess. Here is a little bit on the cop who thwarted the attack from CNN. All right, so we know who the guys are. It looks like, well, I mean, who knows, but it looks like they could have done this on their own without direction from anybody else. But what happens in a lot of these communities is this call to, violence is put out there, and, and then people react to it. What do you think, though, to get in the mind of these terrorists, what are they doing? I mean, I think to a large extent, they know they're probably going to end up dying in a violent way. They think they're on their way to heaven. But what do you think of a God who directs his followers to kill in the name of the religion? Or is it a misstatement of, do you think it's a misstatement? Do you really buy into the idea that it's the religion of peace? Now, if you did believe that Muhammad, the God in Islam, was calling the followers to fight and die for him, for his legacy, for his honor, for his kingdom, how would you how would you analyze that? How would you react to that? And, you know, would you compare it to Jesus and, you know, turn the other cheek and everything? Here's the second, the identity of the second shooter, 523-1450 to call in on your opinion. All right, so we do have a little bit more on Nadir Sufi. He was born outside of Houston. Or pardon me, the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland was where the shooting was. His mother told the Dallas Morning News that he had been born at Presbyterian Hospital and spent the first 3 years of his life in Garland. Isn't that a strange coincidence? And Sufi and Elton Simpson were roommates and business partners, and they were Sharon Sufi, his mother, who lives in Houston now, said that her husband, her ex-husband, was a moderate Muslim who wanted his children raised in his faith. And while he was an observant Muslim, that he was just a typical normal American kid. And she had no idea that he was radically inclined. So you have to wonder how many people live in America. How many people that live in America identify with Islam and would, if they were called to or felt called to violence, would take part? It's kind of an interesting question. 523-1450, it's 6:30, Kelly O'Connell Show. And we've got Walt Rubel is coming on in a few minutes. But it does make you wonder, you know. 51 degrees now, by the way, high of 78 today, a little bit cooler than yesterday, low of 57. It was rainy all night, pretty nice evening. And we have, we'll take a little break here. You're listening to AM Las Cruces 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in. We'll be right back. Well, I told you that I'd fill you in on the NBA. The Clippers beat the Rockets for game one. They're up 1-0. Clippers 117, Rockets 101. Warriors beat the Grizzlies 101-86. Cavaliers versus the Bulls. The Bulls 199-92. They're up 1-0. And the Hawks versus the Wizards. Wizards won 104-98. So that is with the state of the playoffs right now. All right. Now, here is a little bit from Pam Geller. You'll hear how you know, she stirs the pot, whatever. But a little bit on her. This is the lady that put the cartoon contest together. All right. So that's Pam Geller. She's the lady that put on the free speech event. She's an independently wealthy woman, or maybe she got her money from her husband. I really don't know. But she lives in New York. She's a survivor of 9/11, or she was there during 9/11. And so in this debate over this recent shooting, she's saying that we should have one of these events every weekend. 523-1450. And I mean, you know, there's two arguments. Number one, don't provoke your enemy, or don't provoke the people that will come and attack you if they get provoked. And the other side is provoke them, or live out your freedom, express your freedom, because if you don't, then you're letting the people that are kind of menacing you to take away and dictate to you how you're going to act. So here she is with another person on CNN. This is not going to be so friendly, debating the fine line between free speech and incendiary commentary and actions. Well, Well, she gave her a mouthful. And think about it. What is it the West stands for that is more characteristic than freedom? You know, I mean, there are a lot of people, on the other hand, who are saying that we need to be careful. We need to moderate ourselves. But isn't that putting political correctness as our public policy, as our foreign policy? How can we be, by the way, over in the Middle East killing these people, the radical Muslims, and at the same time saying here at home we're not going to offend them? I mean, I don't know. It just strikes me as strange. Temperature is 51 degrees right now, high of 78 today and low 57. And it's supposed to be clear today, very little wind. And we'll take a break and be right back. Kelly O'Connell, 1450 KOBE, you're listening to AM Las Cruces. It's 6:45, pretty nice outside, and so we've got this situation with the transition again of these healthcare providers, and it looks like that they're going to be pulling out a lot of the small towns, Ruidoso, Silver City, Deming. I don't know what is going to be coming in their place, if anything, in the smaller towns, but we've had a few people call in and basically say it was very, very difficult during the transition period the first time. And so this time it's going to be undoubtedly hard. But so they're doing a forum. They had a forum to talk about it and just kind of let people know that there's going to be this change. And so anyway, I just think that in general, it would have been better to keep the indigenous. I mean, obviously there was this claim that there was a fraud or whatever going on, and because of the fraud that it had to be taken over and revamped and everything, and then it turned out that it didn't. I don't think the fraud really came to anything. So then we've got, you've got people in from outside of the state, from another state, who really don't know the local market, who are coming in and making decisions and, entering into the marketplace. Here, we do have a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well. And what's on your mind?
Well, this thing that happened in Arlington and everything. If people are going to hold a function of some sort, I don't care what it is, you know, and but they're coming in, and then they come in and try to harm people.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, they shouldn't allow them to do that if they know that's going to happen.
So you're saying they shouldn't have allowed them to have this
event? They shouldn't have had that function because they're putting people in danger.
Right.
I don't care whether it's free speech or not. If you come into another person's area, another, you know, like they came here in Las Cruces and put on that. And it's not like holding a football game. They don't, you know, you don't go killing each other in a football game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? It's crazy. They should not allow it to happen if they know that's going to, if they have a suspicion of that's going
to
happen.
Wayne, I mean, I think you'd have to say they didn't know that these people were going to show up. They were kind of, you know, a couple of lone gunmen, you know. But I hear what you're saying. Let me ask you this. Aren't you capitulating? Aren't you just basically saying that we know that there are these people out there, they're going to react to this stuff, and we've just got to you're basically saying that we have to adapt to the violent people and accept that they're here and accept that they're going to act in this certain way and basically try not to disturb them. Do you really think that's the right approach to take?
Well, if they don't have these functions, they won't have these people coming to kill people in them. But 50 years ago, what happened? 50 years ago, did we have this kind of stuff here in this country? No, it was always in Iraq and all those, you know, those other countries. All this stuff happened in those other countries.
Yeah.
It didn't happen here.
Okay, and your point?
And see, but here's the deal. They're getting a foothold. And they're going to take over. Do you see the Catholics doing that? Do you see the Baptists doing that? Do you see, you know, whatever?
All right. So,
the other religions doing the same thing?
But what
so why should
what's your
we
point?
Allow? Why should we allow them? If there's going to be a problem, why should we allow it even to happen?
Oh, for the cartoons?
Yeah.
Well, it has been announced. Hold on a second.
That was
let me respond. Just hold on a second. It has been announced that there's a large number of Muslims that are immigrating. The State Department has ramped up the number of emigres that they're allowing to come in from Muslim countries. What do you think about that?
If they behave themselves, fine. But their main thing is if you badmouth me, I'm going to shoot you.
Right.
Now, if say I'm a Baptist or Catholic or whatever,
uh-huh.
and so you come up and you're nothing but a blah 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 Catholic, okay? Does that give me the right to shoot and kill you?
Well, I mean, obviously not, but how about this? Wayne, let me ask you this: there's a certain percentage of the sum total of all the people that are coming in from the Middle East or the Muslims that are going to have a violent propensity. Maybe it's very small. Maybe it's 1%. Maybe it's a little bigger, 5 or 10%. Who would respond to a call to violence? Doesn't that concern you in terms of the government's immigration?
If they come in here and they behave themselves, that's fine.
Why should
we have to spend thousands of dollars to protect our people from people who do not like us because we are of another faith?
Well, I mean, you're basically saying just capitulate, don't make a scene, don't do anything to stir the pot because we don't want to piss these people off. Is that the American way?
No, it's not, but it's going to have to be.
Why?
Because we've not had this problem.
Wayne, let me throw an alternative proposal to you. What if every single community, every weekend through one of these events, all across the United States, are they all going to be inundated by these radical killers, or are the radicals just going to say it's too big?
Well, we hold football games every weekend.
I understand, but what does this have to do with football?
We don't have to have cops there. You do to keep order, but you don't have people pulling a gun and shooting everybody.
All right, but what does it have to do with football?
Well, it's the same type of thing. You're holding a function.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's a hot rod thing or whatever.
All right, so here's part of the thing. You can't, in Europe, you can't publish pictures like this because they'll show up and kill you. But, you know, in this country, we are not used to living like that, living in fear, especially of a small minority. Aren't we the big kid on the block getting pushed around by a little bully that, you know, is willing to take things farther? Don't you think there is some value in actually trying to establish free speech and defend it? Isn't it worth defending?
Well, yeah, there is. But if you have to have you have to shoot people to keep them from killing the people that are in the function, there's something wrong with that.
I understand. Now, I'm almost out of time here, but let me ask you this. Wasn't free speech something that we had to fight and die for originally?
Yeah. Yes.
So why should we be shocked if we have to do that again?
Well, that's what we're going to have to do. But we're going to have to step up, and we're going to have more law enforcement, and we're going to have guys like that policeman who pulled his weapon and
took two down. Are you pro Second Amendment?
I don't know whether I am or not. I don't know the Second Amendment. I'm not an educated person.
No, I understand.
Scholar.
Well, it's the right to hold and bear arms. You know, to own them and carry them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wayne, listen.
I spent 5.5 years as an Arizona Ranger.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's great to have you call in. I got to go. I'm almost out of time, and we've got a couple of ads to run. But thanks for the call. Have a great day. All right, folks. You heard it from Wayne. Wayne seems a little conflicted, but says don't stir him up. We will be right back. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in.
Tis the season. Let the golf tournament.
It's Kelly, and so, yeah, I've got this question. I mean, I think Wayne kind of spoke for a lot of people. Don't stir these individuals up. But if there is an issue of people coming in and we don't know where their loyalty lies in terms of not what they believe in or where they go to church or whatever, but whether they would be violent given the right provocation, given a religious provocation. The question I'm going to lay out there is, should we be a lot more scrutinizing in the people that we're bringing in from the Middle East that adhere to this religion? You might find that to be an outrageous question. Yet, isn't it one that we need to ask for our own survival? If we're fighting in the Middle East, but now we're bringing a lot more Middle Easterners in here to America, don't we need to find out what they believe or do a little background or whatever? It's just, I don't know. It just seems to me like we're really asking for problems. That is question. Another question, should we ever do anything to intentionally that could intentionally provoke somebody else? Especially violent people, do we need to adapt and keep our voices down, even though we're the strongest kid on the block? We'll take a break now. KOBE 1415. We'll be back with Walt Rubel. It is 7:06. It's Kelly here, 1450 KOBE AM Las Cruces, and we've got Walt Rubel in the studio today. Good morning, Walt. Good
morning.
And I understand you fled the state to watch the big fight.
The big fight and the Kentucky Derby both on the same day.
Wow.
Actually, I went for the Derby. My friend in Wyoming is a big horse racing fan, but they also ordered the fight, and like a lot of people, we had trouble with the cable. They had it on the little TV in what was going to be the auxiliary room worked great. But the big TV we were messing with it for an hour. We finally got it where the picture would work, but the sound wouldn't. So the whole party was huddled into the little room watching the little TV to watch what was a pretty boring fight, I thought.
But you don't buy into this idea that Manny Pacquiao was injured. You think that's just an excuse?
Well, you know, like I said, I don't know. And I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying any longtime boxing fan knows that after a fight, it's not uncommon for the losing fighter to have an injury that was unknown before the fight starts.
Sure. Okay. But you don't see them fighting again.
I thought it was a boring
fight.
I thought going into it, it was going to be a boring fight, and it went just like I thought it would. I mean, Mayweather was on the defense all the time. He did just enough to win the rounds and get the decision, and that's, you know, kind of his MO.
Yeah, okay. So the cartoon contest in Texas, out suburbs of Dallas.
Right.
You've got a person who's got a cartoon contest to draw Muhammad.
Right.
And two people who are living in Arizona show up with guns, start blazing away, and both get taken out by a guy with a pistol, even though they're wearing body armor.
Well, in my understanding, obviously so, that there was a lot of armed security, as you know, there should have been. And even with that, I mean, that obviously protected other people, which was the most important thing, but it certainly didn't stop.
Okay, so cartoon contest to draw Muhammad or things that would perhaps likely incite Muslims to feel upset, should those things be being done in America?
Should they? Of course not. Can they? Of course. Should they be allowed to? Of course. I mean, should there be a law saying that you can't do that? No. Is it a good idea? I think the results speak for themselves.
Well, what if you what if you were to do one of these each weekend across America? Wouldn't you kind of siphon off all the Muslim killers?
Wow,
Benton.
That's going to take me a while to wrap my head around that. I mean, maybe. Is that? I mean, I thought the whole reason we were fighting in Iraq was so we wouldn't have to fight them here. So now we're going to replicate that strategy in Des Moines?
Well, I mean, it seemed to have worked to a certain extent. I mean, they blew up our two biggest buildings, and then we didn't have a repeat, although we ramped up security quite a bit. But
I didn't mean to take this to the Iraq war.
No, that's all right. I mean... as time goes by, the Iraq war is less and less attractive, and I think more and more conservatives and Republicans are coming along and saying bad idea.
It was not very attractive to me from the start.
Then again, you know, you might be a pacifist.
No, I am a pacifist.
Then all wars would be unattractive.
Well, of course. And there's a difference between unattractive and unnecessary. But yeah, of course.
But then you're not a complete pacifist.
No, I'm not a complete anything.
Then you believe in a defensive war.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
World War II. I mean, yeah. I'd have signed up and I'd have gone to fight for World War II.
And then you're not a pacifist, complete pacifist.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Is there a more creative way that you would support doing things that might offend Islam in America?
Oh, I don't want to offend Islam.
I understand that, but it seems
so
to me...
the idea that we got to be creative in how we offend Islam...
No. I think that you're kind of taking me the wrong way on that.
Can I tell you what I...
Yeah, just, go ahead.
I listened to the woman who sponsored this afterward, and she said, this is a war on the First... I think she is trying to incite a war.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on the First Amendment. I don't think
it's on?
It's on Muslim.
All right, let me ask you this. What is it that Islam finds disagreeable with the West?
I don't know. I believe a lot of things, but I think there are a lot of different strains of Islam. But I can't answer that question. I mean, I am not a student. Not only am I not a student, but like most Americans, I'm pretty ignorant of the religion.
Well, what I'm trying to... The reason I was asking a less offensive way, it seems that like the cartoon was a little bit silly, but they were trying to replicate the Charlie Hebdo experience where the 12 people
were
killed.
And they did.
But
they succeeded.
There has to be a certain level that you would support the dissemination of ideas.
Well, can I tell you why I don't think it's about free speech?
Yeah, go ahead.
Free speech is protecting the minority opinion. Free speech is protecting unpopular speech.
All right.
If this is about free speech, then let's have a contest where people come in Christianity. That's not what they're doing.
Well, I mean, you know why they're not?
And I'm not suggesting we should mock Christianity.
No, but it's...
And I will grant you that if they did that, nobody would come in and shoot them.
No, but I mean, that's the reason that we're not having draw a picture of Jesus contest is because individuals don't show up to murder
those. I understand that.
But
I'm just saying it's not free speech. That's my only point.
Well, wait a second. Maybe it is free speech. Maybe
hiding behind that cloak, I think.
Well, all right. So what if it was a reading of the satanic verses and these two guys showed up to kill people? How would you feel about that? Folks, we're talking to Walt Rubel, by the way, who's giving a little bit of analysis on his opinion on this this cartoon contest in Texas that erupted in violence.
Right. You know, first of all, the obvious is that anytime somebody comes up and shoots people for expressing an opinion, the people doing the shooting are wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, let's get that out there.
Okay. We all agree on that.
Yeah. You know, satanic verses, you know, when that whole thing came up, and once again, I haven't read the book. I thought it was a little silly. I think all of this is silly. I mean, I think shooting people over a cartoon to me is
maybe we need
silly.
To turn this book into a cartoon.
Yeah.
But what are the satanic verses? The satanic verses are a very famous couplet that comes out of the history of Islam, time when Muhammad was kind of fighting for his life in Mecca. He had to go to the city of refuge, Medina. When he came back, and the reason he was unpopular is it was a place that people came for pilgrimages, and he wanted to get rid of all the shrines, and so that didn't make him very popular. That would be like somebody here trying to get rid of pecans and chilies. But anyway, he had this vision, these words that were given to him by God. That said that you could worship a couple of extra deities, basically the moon god, et cetera, which I believe ironically is called Sin. But he has this for a couple of years. He's in Mecca. It kind of takes the pressure off the situation. And then basically all heck breaks loose and there's a war and he wins the war. And then that's the foundation of Islam kind of grows out of that. But these verses were then said to be satanic, that they were monotheists. There's no extra gods to worship. And they were not ever, they were extirpated from the documents. They were never to be mentioned again. So to even name a book, the Satanic Verses, okay, was real dicey,
yeah,
for Salman Rushdie. So that's kind of the historical background.
And obviously he knew where he was going with that. He knew what tinder boxes he was setting.
Fatwa land.
Yeah, right, right. And but I think that has mostly blown over. He's doing talk shows now. He's, you know, but yeah, when that whole thing came out and there was a hit put on him, I thought that was all crazy.
Well, it is crazy, but I mean, it's crazy to kill 12 people because they put out a cartoon of Muhammad.
I of course it is. I can't wrap my head around that kind of fanatical belief.
All right,
in
so
anything.
Maybe
I mean,
maybe that means that the thing that happened in Texas is more legitimate than you're willing to give it credit for.
The contest?
Yeah, the fight for freedom of speech, even in the guise of cartoons, even I don't, and nobody knows what the winning cartoon looked like.
Well, to me, that just reeked of, like I said, wanting to start a religious war, a holy war. And I do think there are people who believe, you know, who want that to happen, who believe that we are in it now and who want to further that cause. I'm not one of them.
So, in other words, don't offend these people.
No.
They might get a violent.
No.
What are you saying? Don't stupidly offend them.
Did you ever see the movie Grizzly Man?
No.
It's a movie about this guy who spends his whole life with bears.
Oh, okay.
And he, in the end, gets mauled by a bear. That's kind of what I'm
saying. Okay, all right. Okay, I got you. Don't swim with piranhas.
Yeah.
We got a phone call here. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Aaron, Kelly.
Hey, Aaron, good morning to you. I hope you're well. And what's on your mind?
Well, I think this conversation just goes to show that, you know, whatever... If it isn't Kamala, it's going to be that we allow women to wear bikinis. It's going to be that we believe in Jesus Christ rather than drawing pictures. I think these people are going to kill Americans, kill Westerners, kill Christians at whatever cost. And I don't think we need to go around,
apologizing,
walking on eggshells. So
Aaron,
we don't hurt these people's feelings.
Aaron, do you think we therefore need a Muslim bikini contest?
I think that'd be a great idea. You know, we've placated the Islamic world now for many, many years. We deal with them. They treat their people like, you know,
well, what did we
terrible.
Get? When they're walking on eggshells that you might feel Walt Rubel is
uh-huh.
suggesting. What have we gained from that?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
What have we gained from what now? Say again, you kind
walking,
of broke up.
Walking, I don't mean to break up on you. Walking on eggshells.
Well, I just mean, you know, we're going out of our way to
I understand
live our
what
lives
the term,
according
Aaron,
to their rule.
Aaron, let Walt respond to you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, these two guys were, I don't know anything about them. They were living in Phoenix, I think. They weren't going around shooting people until this happened. So, you know, let's be clear about what
that
happened.
Doesn't matter, Walt. That does not matter.
Your implication is that there
you're saying
doesn't
that,
matter
you're
what
you're saying. You're saying that we provocate, that our freedom of speech and the fact that a bunch of cartoonists got together and did something nonviolently within their rights under the Constitution. Somehow we're responsible for the acts of these people?
No, we're not responsible. But the implication of what you said is that they would have been as offended by bikinis on the beach as they were by this contest. And they would be as likely to go to the beach and start slaughtering people as they did at this contest.
Well, what about being a Christian?
What about being a Christian? I'm not...
They're slaughtering people for being Christian.
Not in this country.
All over the Middle East.
Yes, they are all over the Middle East. That's a whole different argument.
Well, these people are tied in on the Internet to these crowds.
Yeah, I understand that.
I think you walk a slippery slope when you start saying, okay, we're going to give up this piece of our freedom as long as you don't do X.
What are we giving up? Are we really giving up the free? We're giving up the freedom to mock somebody else's religion here. That's what we're giving
up. It happens all the time in this country to other groups all the time. We don't go around killing people. I don't remember anybody killing anybody over the fact that they showed the Virgin Mary being peed on or whatever it was.
I understand that, but I think showing the Virgin Mary being peed on was wrong. That's what I'm saying.
So do I. So do I. I think it was terribly wrong. But
we need
that
the
doesn't give
to
me the right
hey,
or the excuse to murder people.
Aaron, come on now. One at a time here. One at a time. All right. So anyway, do you think, Aaron, we need more of these events or less of them?
I think we do whatever we want in our own country within the law.
All
within
right.
our
That's
rights.
Freedom. That's freedom.
We do whatever we want, whenever we want, within our rights. And you know what? If they don't like it, leave.
Man, this idea that I do what I want, I mean, that's just selfish. I'm
you
sorry.
Do what you want all the time. You put editorials in the paper that I disagree with.
But this idea that we go out of our way to offend people, I just don't get, because we can. And I'm not saying there should be a law that we can't, but just because you can doesn't mean you should.
That's true. Well, I agree. It doesn't mean you should. And I don't go around offending people, but I am getting sick and tired of America bending over backwards to placate people that hate us. And now what I'm getting at is that it doesn't matter what we do. They're going to find a reason to do what they want, because it's a religious thing, and it's going to stay that way. It cracks me up that the left likes to think that that's not the case, because it is. It's purely a theological issue. They're not going to stop because we don't make fun of Muhammad.
That's true. Now, Aaron, I got another call. Can you call back if you have more to say?
Sure.
Thanks,
Aaron.
Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Morning. This is Rob.
Rob, what's on your mind?
So neither of those two dudes who were going to shoot up the place had seen anything that those people did.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? It was just the rumor of what they were going to do.
It was more than a rumor.
I mean,
it was
trying to shut down, and they deserve exactly what they got.
Well, I guess so. I got to go to break. Anything else?
No, that's it. Have a good one.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks. And I got Walt Rubel here and stoking the flames. And I wonder what the liberal approach to this is. I guess walk softly.
Carry a big stick.
Carry a big.
I always like that one.
Carry a big security force. We'll be right back with Walt Rubel, 723 Kelly O'Connell, AM 1450, AM Las Cruces. And KOBE on 1450 on the dial. We'll be right back. Kelly here, and I've got Walt Rubel, and we got a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's Mike.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Kelly, I was just wondering, did you know that the FBI had been tracking these shooters for 9 years?
You know what's hilarious to me, although I'm sad that it ended in violence, they have 1,500 hours of this guy talking, and they never could get anything that he said to the level of really going after him, and then he turns around and goes down to kill people. I draw a couple of lessons from this. Number one, that they are trying to protect us in the country, and number two, there's a lot of these people that are on tenterhooks, or they're on living on the edge, and they could be provoked into violence, but maybe wouldn't be provoked if, like Walt says, if we didn't. And I am not in any way, Mike, defending getting rid of the cartoons, because I do think, as Aaron said, it's a free speech event, and we should live out our freedom. So what do you think?
I think it's our country, and we have a constitution that grounds us. And we shouldn't let outsiders influence us, I mean, in any way.
What's
and
an
I
outsider?
Think this thing was
Mike, these are both American good. These are both good American kids who maybe got on the wrong side of Islam, but they're both Americans. How are these outsiders?
Well, they're. I don't know. I'll take that back. I'm not going to say they're outsiders, but they're not they were being tracked for 9 years by the FBI. I think it was a false flag. The FBI let it slip through, and we're going to have more events like this happening so they could start race wars. It's like these kind of events are going to be staged. They're just going to let these people that are very marginal slip through the cracks. And
Mike, I happen to know this lady a little bit that put this cartoon contest on. I had written an article for her back in 2008, and she was a nice lady. She's smart. She's liberal. She's wealthy. She is not anybody's false flag.
Not, I don't know what
Mike,
to say
Mike, that. Mike, I want to challenge you on something. I'm not saying that a conspiracy is impossible, but if you stick everything into a conspiracy theory, are you really gaining anything?
Well, the thing is, Kelly, these guys were being tracked for 9 years.
Yeah.
And then they post it on their Twitter account like 20 minutes before it happens. Like,
yeah.
They must have been outside the area on a cell phone and then posted it to Twitter what they were going to do.
All right, let me ask you this. How would a real attack fall out? What would a real attack look like?
It'd be much bigger than this, but these are just like the warm-ups for a bigger false flag.
But why does it have to be a false flag? Why can't it be somebody who did something controversial that stirred up people who were followers of Muhammad, and a couple of people were sitting around on the computer and said, look what they're doing. We got to finally do something about this. We got to stand up for a prophet. Why couldn't it happen like that?
I don't know. I just think that these guys were – I don't know, Kelly. You're right. There's another side. There's definitely another side to this. But
Mike, I got another caller, but it's a problem to turn everything into a conspiracy theory, because where do you go with it from then? There.
Mike, call back.
I got another caller. Call back in a minute if you have something else. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Tony.
Tony, what's up?
Hey, man. This whole situation in Texas – it doesn't take a, you know, everybody keeps saying, why stir these people up? What stirred up the Fort Hood shooter or the guy in Oklahoma that severed the lady's head?
Walt, answer this
question.
Okay.
The Fort Hood, I can't answer that question because I don't know.
I mean, there.
All right, so it's
Tony,
a religious deal.
Tony,
these people are angry.
Tony, at some point, Aaron's got a point that the fact that we're breathing, that we don't agree with them, and that we follow a different God really is something that they can't live with.
Exactly. And this has nothing to do with aggravating people. You know, I get ticked off when I see this Eric Shepherd challenge being done with black kids jumping all over the American flag. Would I like to put a bullet in them? Heck yes, I would. But do I know? Because I understand self-control and free speech. Same thing with the Baltimore riot. I get ticked off of a bunch of things, but I don't go burning buildings and beating the crap out of a different race because I'm angry.
Well, and I mean, you know, look, the Middle East or the Islam never went through three important events: the Renaissance, the Reformation, and the Enlightenment. They are living 1,000 years ago.
Yes, they are. And that's something we don't understand. My ex-brother-in-law was from Saudi Arabia, and he always told me, Americans will never understand what's going on over there. We don't know what it would be like to strap a bomb on our bodies and die for a God. And he's correct. We don't understand that. We are not that embedded in our religion as much as some Christians believe they are.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know to the extent that these people are introspective, that they've thought deeply about their religion. I think the issue is that a lot of these people from the Middle East, that's all they've ever been from the time that they were little kids. They've been propagandized. So that's not just what they know, but they don't have any critical learning skills to think their way out of the box they're in.
Very true, and a lot of that is happening in this country because we're indoctrinating our children into not liking America. The government will take care of you, and so they don't give them the critical thinking skills to survive on their own.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. It would be an interesting book to write on the religion of political correctness, because the way that we react to stuff, there's a knee-jerk reaction to a lot of politically correct things that seem to suggest that there's a strong spiritual element, and yet we don't call it a religion, but we react to it like it's a religion.
Very true. And again, with this whole liberal idea or narrative of turning the other cheek and just getting slapped in that other cheek and then turning it again and getting slapped is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
People do not respect weakness.
Yeah.
When you grow up in the streets, if someone is weak, what do? You take their lunch money.
Yeah.
You take their shoes. Weakness is not respected anywhere in the world.
Who takes their lunch money and who takes their shoes? The bully does. So do we want to be the bully?
That's right. The strong survive, not the weak.
We're strong. My question is, do we want to be the bully?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Well, you do. I don't.
Turning the butt cheek to Islam like they did down in Texas. Provoking.
That's the way it should be done.
All right.
Texas did exactly what we need to do every time a situation like this arises. That's
right.
Why we have to defend the Second Amendment.
Okay. All right. Second and First Amendment. Thanks a lot for the call, Tony. Have a good day, folks. We'll take a little break here, and we're with Walt Rubel, and Walt Rubel is saying, don't be a bully.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't provoke anybody.
Well,
sit there.
Don't be the grizzly man.
Eat your lunch in silence. Don't cause a problem. We'll be right back. 7:34. You're listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. 523-1450 to call, and we will be right back. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly.
Hey,
Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Well, I have a hypothetical question to ask Walt.
Walt?
Yeah.
Go
Walt.
Ahead.
Yeah, Walt. You say we shouldn't be doing things to provoke people, even though it's our right. Well, we have the right to go to church, too, and I can't think of anything that would provoke these radical Muslims more than going to church as a Christian group. What are we going to do when a van load of these people show up and go inside the church on Sunday morning and blow away a bunch of people? Are we going to quit going to church because it might offend them?
Bill.
Yeah. Hello.
So what, Walt was asking, what makes you think that's going to happen?
What makes you think that that's not going to happen?
Hey, Bill, let's save this for the air.
All right. Hang on. Or you want me to call back?
No. Just hang on. I'll put you on hold.
All right.
Thanks. I'm here with Walt Rubel from the Sun News, and I've got Bill on the line, and Bill has got a pointed question for Walt Rubel. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Walt, you say these folks are upset because they put on an art show, and we shouldn't put on the art show, even though we have the constitutional right to do so. We have the constitutional right to go to church as Christians, too. What are we going to do when a van load of these people shows up at the Catholic church on Sunday morning and starts blasting away? Suggest that we all quit going to church because that pisses them off?
Of course not. And it's a ridiculous scenario. Because
no, it's not a ridiculous scenario. It's a quite logical scenario.
Based on what? What has happened that leads you to believe that that is a likely possibility? I was going to say probability, but that's the bar is way too high with probability. Let's go down to possibility.
What leads you to believe that it's not going to happen? They're murdering Christians all over the Middle East. Every time one of these groups does something, we're a day late and a dollar short. Oh, why didn't we anticipate that?
Oh,
I think
impossible.
It's a very likely scenario.
What's impossible?
It's impossible to anticipate. I mean, that was going back to your last caller with the FBI following this guy for nine. I mean, I think the FBI and the NSA is much concerned as I have about the NSA, but I think they're doing as good as they can with the likely thousands of people that they're tracking. I mean, they've got their hands full. And the fact that this guy sent out a tweet 20 minutes before he did it, that means they're supposed to spring into action and be there. They're supposed to have 24/7 monitoring on his Twitter site. I'm getting off track a little here.
Let me get back to the point.
The point is,
Bill, it was highly unlikely that people would be flying airplanes into buildings. We just couldn't imagine that happening.
Bill, one at a time. Go ahead.
The only point I was going to say, Bill, is to extrapolate that they went. This cartoon event was designed to provoke the thing that it provoked. And so to extrapolate from that, that they will have the same level of anger at people going to church is like the other caller who said that they would have the same level of anger of people going to the beach and wearing a bikini. It's just not true.
I think that you are way underestimating these people. And I will not carry on the conversation and let somebody else call, but I think it, when it happens, and I think it's very likely that it very well may, everybody was sitting there saying, gee, I guess we should all quit going to church now.
Hey, okay,
or maybe
Bill,
the women,
Bill,
maybe Bill, the women on the
Bill.
Beach quit wearing bikinis.
Bill, I got two more calls. Thanks for the call. This is Kelly. I'll be right back. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
This conversation you're having about all these rights and all that, I believe that if everybody just defended the rights, constitutional rights, it would all end. Say, for example, if you had a whole bunch of police officers lined up and they would see all these individuals burning and looting and all that, and they didn't do anything, my constitutional rights would be to defend. If I had a nuke, I'd nuke them.
Okay.
My neighbors do not believe in handguns or anything like that, and I've told them, come and pick them up if you think you're man enough to.
All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Aaron again.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was, Walt took my bikini thing as a, I guess, to the extreme. It was a metaphor. I hope you realize that.
He put two thumbs up. What are you talking about?
I think the problem here is, that, you know what? I'd like him to name me a country that is primarily Islamic, where anybody has any rights other than a Muslim.
Yeah, that's a good point. There are none. Aaron, I've got another call. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. This is Janice.
Janice, good morning. What's up?
I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
We're talking about a lot about freedom of speech.
Okay.
When that was enacted, was that for the entire world or for just the citizens of this country?
Well, I mean, I think the argument is that it was originally for the citizens, I guess, you know, the people that signed the Constitution.
That's right. So we have this promoter bring this person from another country that's on the Al-Qaeda hit list over here to a town with the people saying they don't want this event. Okay, where are you going here? You're not listening to the people, and you're bringing outside agitators.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the right to freedom of speech if we don't have it for the entire world.
I don't quite follow.
Well, you're talking about freedom of speech, and he's over here agitating.
Who is?
And the guy that was the head speaker. He was from another country. He's on the Al-Qaeda hit list.
Oh, okay, Geert Wilders. All right, Janice, I just want to put the dots together. You're kind of putting out an interesting thesis here. Geert Wilder, this blonde-headed, peroxide-headed guy from wherever,
right,
Amsterdam, he comes over and gives a speech that provokes people, and you're saying, don't let this guy stand up. He's not American. He doesn't have free speech here. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Can they come in here and they have freedom of speech? They're not citizens.
Well, we generally treat everybody who's in the country as having free speech.
That's right. But I think your point about the town not wanting this to happen, that's a valid point. I mean, once again, legally, yes, they had the right, but they should have listened to their neighbors.
Listen to the neighbors, just like on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
That's what I'd say.
Janet, thanks.
That's right.
Thanks for the call. Have a good day. All right, folks, take a little break here, and it happens to be a wonderful day in the neighborhood. We're here with Walt Rubel from the Sun News, and who's stirring the pot a little bit. It's 7:45, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523 1450. Everybody's opinion is important here. Everybody has free speech on this show. We'll be right back. It's Kelly here. I've got Walt on AM Las Cruces, 1450. And ISIS has taken credit for the shooting in Texas. What I find notable is ISIS doesn't try to take credit for everything. So were they involved?
Well, I think they certainly inspired it. And I think that's kind of what they have become for the most part. Their land holdings in Iraq and Syria seem to be dwindling. And I think they are morphing into this. I don't know. I mean, they've always had a huge social media presence, and they've always sought to inspire people around the world. And as things seem to turn the other way, that may be where they're going.
We've got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Coach Mikey. Really quick.
Briefly.
What makes you think that they would not use this as a false flag to bring in a federalized police force?
Well, what I'm saying, Mike, what I was trying to tell you is that your way, you've got a grid over how you see things. I mean, we all have a grid, I guess. We all have a way of interpreting the world, but your way of interpreting it, in my opinion, brings in so many conspiracies. It's like the world is a conspiracy, you know?
Well, look at it this way, Kelly. They got these social media; these guys all are being tracked, and
crazy.
The FBI is just letting them slip through. Do you think that's
well,
a coincidence?
I don't claim to know. I'm just saying that not everything is a conspiracy. Thanks for the call. This is Kelly. I'll be right back. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Frankie. Top of the morning to you.
OMG, what's up?
Well, I just want to chime in here. This will never end as long as ignorance persists generally and the ignorance of religion specifically.
Is liberalism, is liberalism representative of enlightenment and freedom and safety?
Oh, yes, yes.
If it is, then why did communist China and communist Russia kill almost 200 million people?
You're equating communist China and Russia with liberalism?
It is from the same root.
Mm.
I agree with Walt on this, you know, that you're off on the mark on that one. Look, you have stupid people in the world that fall prey to the more powerful and then it just reinforces that ignorance. Now, you can play that out 14 different ways this Sunday. But ignorance is the foundation of more problems in this world than anything else
you know
can shake a stick at.
Frankie, you're a Gnostic. Yeah. You believe that enlightenment comes through education. You're a Gnostic. You're an epic. Congratulations. Anything else? I got the board's burning up here after you called.
No. But I'm an atheist. I'm not an agnostic.
God
thank
bless you.
Anyway.
I didn't call you an agnostic.
Right,
I called you a Gnostic. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Margaret.
Margaret, can you turn down the radio and make a brief point? I got another caller.
People do not have an understanding of Islam. Muhammad conquered Arabia by saying, convert to my religion or die.
Or die.
And it's still convert or die.
Yeah.
And they consider non-Muslim sinners. And they have
kafir.
Since 625 when Muhammad started this religion.
Actually, the revelation happens, around 610.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. God bless you.
You.
Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Thanks for your patience. Who is this?
Hi, this is Tyler.
Tyler, thank you. Hope you're doing well. And what's on your mind?
I just kind of wanted to call and say I think I'm a little bit on the side of Walt here.
All right, that's okay.
Hey, go on, Tyler. We need to have you.
Tyler, you think we shouldn't offend these people?
No, I wouldn't say we shouldn't offend these people, but I think it definitely was an act of provocation. And you're going to get what you can ask for with something like this.
All right.
It was to people who did commit a crime,
right.
And they died because they committed that crime.
They wanted to die, didn't they? Didn't they say we're going to see our prophet? But let me ask you this. How about get rid of the cartoon? How about a reading of the satanic verses? Somebody shows up and gets shot again. Would you defend that?
Yeah, they can read the satanic verses all they want, but these people do have the right to defend themselves if somebody acts upon them.
Of course.
You know, should we surveil them? Is that the correct word?
Yeah.
Should we surveil them for 1,500 hours using the federal government because we feel that these people are shady? I think that's a little bit worse than just...
All right. So are you saying the government to stop snooping let me ask you this. Let's just say you had a white supremacist, a neo-Nazi. Would you support surveilling them?
No. I mean, they have their opinion. The thing is when they have a crime that they're going to commit.
That's right.
We should use the government as opposed to preventative measures, you know, months down the line that we think that these people are.
Years. How many attacks have we stopped through government surveillance?
I don't know. I mean,
we'll never know, but it's probably
tell
thousands.
Us more than this. You know, they would wave around these moments, you know, like, look at all of these preventative things that we've stopped, but they don't. I don't hear very much of this.
I think
hear
it's
about
a fine line. I think
acts that have been committed. I'm sorry.
I think it's a fine line. I think it's hard to know. You know, when does something become operational? And they are picking up people frequently, you know, on their way to Syria or Somalia or trying to get into Syria. I just have a hard time criticizing them because I look at the difficulty of that job and I look at the consequences when they get it wrong.
That's true. Tyler, I've got to go. Thanks for the call. Have a good day. Folks, I want to play something that I think really sums up Walt and maybe Tyler's approach to this.
Go.
This is how you get along with Muslims.
Put on my slippers.
Let me just read you a little bit of Dr. Seuss here. Let's talk about the Grinch. You look so happy.
Oh, what a great way to start the morning.
This is how you get along with your violent neighbors, by the way. Folks, we'll be right back. Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
This is Joel.
Hey, Joel, what's up?
Hey, is your show pretty much over?
No, we got about 3 minutes left, but do you want to make your comment on the air?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Walt a question just about free speech and stuff like that.
Sure. We're on in 30 seconds, so I'll just keep you here.
Okay.
Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Great. Thank you. Important topic.
It is, and you know, it's amazing how quickly we'll give up our free speech. I mean, that was what liberals are all about. So, I would think. I mean, they used to be, but
well, here we
seems
go.
Like they get a little pushback.
Joel, here, hold on.
Okay.
Folks, we got Joel on the line, and Joel is saying, you know, it's amazing how quickly we're willing to give up our free speech for the illusion of safety. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, a long time ago, I remember artists, you know, doing just graphic, despicable things with images of Jesus and stuff like soaked in urine and that type of stuff. And the liberals would say, well, it's free speech, and we got to protect that. And then as soon as something happens like this, where there's a, you know, instance of violence, then all of a sudden, you know, that's not a high priority. And I don't understand how liberals can so easily give that free speech up. And I was kind of wondering what Walt's response is.
Yeah, sure. I don't think we're giving up anything. I've said as many times as I can say, legally, yes, they have the right. I'm not saying let's give up that right. You said what happened with those other things was despicable. I agree with you. I think this is despicable as well. And so what you do when you see things that are despicable is you speak out against them. That's what free speech is about. It's a conflict of ideas. I'm not saying shut them down by way of law. I've tried to be as clear about that as I could be.
Okay, and I might have missed that. I caught the tail end of the show. But I just think that all the emphasis now is being put on these people that ran this show,
yeah,
where the emphasis should be on these people that are against free speech.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
nobody's against free speech.
Thanks a lot for the call. Have a good day. All right, folks, we just got just a few seconds left here, but thanks for coming in, and Walt, and thanks for taking part. And
always enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm describing Walt's approach to this issue as Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Don't offend your neighbors. Is that correct?
Don't go out of your way to
don't go
poke
out of
your neighbor
way
in
to
the
offend.
Eye with a stick. Yeah, sure. That seems like good advice to me.
Okay, folks, thanks for tuning in. Ben Rossin on tomorrow for the Rossin Report, but appreciate you listening in. AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. Kelly O'Connell, we'll meet you back in 22 hours. Have a great day. Ciao.